you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Here we go. Ready for action. What a big week. We're going to start off soon with some politics. New South Wales and Queensland are at each other's throats. Close
wow.
the border. Open the border. Close the border.
Do they
we
need to build a wall?
We will get to the bottom of that. Don't you worry. All
We're
right.
also going to find out about Michaela Cash. She's just had a booming weekend. She's... very happy with someone's suggestion about the curry on the table for the country.
Do you reckon she'll swing by for a chat?
I think we might be able. Yeah, she loves coming on our show.
Great to get her on the line, Jane. Work it out. Make a call. You can make that happen. Entertainment news. Justin Bieber regrets having premarital sex. Wow.
I don't believe him.
Hey, I've always said, if you've got a big wang, use it. And
Does
he has
well,
a monster.
We found that we discovered he has a big appendage.
It's a monster.
Okay.
We didn't realise it at the time.
Well,
hey, what's going on with the Hemsworths? The fitness app? Hey, everybody, it's great to be fit for 6 weeks.
But then Thor's got you. He's taken your place. There's a few disgruntled customers out there who thought they were going to get a body like an Adonis, instead got ripped. We'll take it to the bottom of that.
We will. We've got a bit of a crime report too.
Stand by for that.
One involves a Chinese porn star. And that's an interesting fact in itself.
I can't wait.
And I'm not linking that with Glenn Robbins, but Glenn's coming in too.
Well, that could be coming out of a wet market.
Oh, dear. It's Monday
and I've already loved
it. It's Monday, yes. Glennie Robbins. He's going to be in.
Glennie Robbins.
He's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
Is he?
So we'll check. Yeah, he is.
Is he indeed?
And it's not linked to the Deadpool 2020 either, but
he could be next,
Willard
though.
Died, passed away. He was a great comic.
Yeah, comedy royalty.
Yeah.
We'll have an homage to him. Kitty Flanagan also on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
Gee, gosh, it's overwhelming.
Jeez, they'll be exhausted by the time they all get there.
She's
always hilarious on our show. You're going to do I Call Bullshit. Give us a taste.
Yes.
What's in there?
Well, Prince Andrew, believe it or not, another woman's come out and said that she was a sex slave of his. So that's all going well.
That old one. Hey, we're going to have a look. And Ricky Ponting's released his own range of signature red wines.
Yeah,
we're going to have a segment
fantastic.
Called Stay in Your Lane. Do what you're good
sports
at.
Sports people,
and leave the rest to us. And we'll have a look at sports people and stuff
and
you've promoted. Over All the right. journey. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So
it
much to get
great.
Through. Great to catch up with you guys after
How's
a weekend.
How's everybody been in sort of ISO lifting world? Did you see
hear
people?
Rumors
Did
about,
you go out for dinner?
Hear rumours about each other. I've got one. Dave, can you, true or false, you refuse to pay $56 at a fish and chip shop for the family pack, which would feed you and your entire family.
Yeah,
yes?
Well, yeah,
but
correct.
That's about normal.
56 for fish and chips.
Hang on,
mate. Fish is expensive.
No, it shouldn't ass be. Day.
No.
What are you
the
living in? The 1970? Come on.
A couple of bits of flake thrown in oil and some potato chips thrown in oil.
A piece of flake's about $10,
and some
it?
Dimmies. $56.
That's maybe only $14 a head in your
probably
family.
Probably a crab stick there.
I don't know.
What about
I saw
a pickled
the price.
Onion?
I saw family pack.
Onion?
50.
Was there a pickled onion in?
No, I don't think you do.
What is your
What'd
beef?
You end up doing?
Well, we went across the road and there was a bakery and they had delicious curry
toasters
pies.
Toasters?
Curry
toasters,
pies?
Thinking about it. Yeah, I had
curry
a curry pie.
Pies?
Kids
That's
had sausage
rank.
Rolls. No, they loved it. Bit of sauce.
Friday night's fish and chip night.
I don't know, maybe for a special night like his anniversary, if he decides not to go to the Indian.
What's right? What's your beef with Indian? You've got a real problem with it, don't you?
Well,
love Indian.
We know Michaela Cash loves Indian.
I think Indian is a very fine food. It's not a special occasion.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
if you love it.
No, it's
if
not.
That's our dish, we love it.
Come
that's
on.
Our special
Depends
night
where
out.
You go.
Of course, I know that. A
couple of samosas and a what?
A mango lassie? Yeah,
chicken tikka.
Oh, who drinks those? Yeah.
And they're bloody delicious.
And you're away, are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Clink a couple of mango
I am
lassies.
More disturbed that you don't
you,
understand
honey.
That how much a piece of fried fish costs.
I had
costs
no
these
so I don't normally eat fish and chips.
There
we're not
you
a,
go.
We're not a fish and chip family. And
well,
I was
there
staggered.
You go.
$56 for fish and chips.
That's
for
delicious.
$12 a head.
Nah, a bit more than that, probably.
It was 14.
At 14, I think it is.
How much do you think it costs to feed my family on fish and chips? Bloody hell.
But, you know,
with
chips.
With all my pickled onions.
Like, I used to get, like, minimum of chips, which was, like, $3 or $4.
Mate, yeah, this is in 1975. In come on.
And what have you done today, Dave? You've gone.
I'm actually not
done?
Feeling. I'm actually not feeling very well.
We might lose Dave well. During the show.
Actually,
what happened?
I feel very ordinary. I made myself a cup of coffee down the back kitchen. We've got there's two kitchens in this building. There's one down the back, and I've like we've got a cappuccino machine down there. So I did that. Poured the milk in, and then yeah. Whitney's come to me. She said, "You know that milk's a week old." And I said,
"But don't you look at the don't you look at the used by date?
Look at
the probably bought it because it was cheaper."
Hey, it's the staff kitchen. You would think that the staff and the office managers
mate,
would put
the
right milk in.
Place. Well, that is the worst place for food going off.
Well, I blame this company, and if I'm going down, I'm suing.
You should have got Maddie onto it, because he's the cheap
he's
milk
the
expert.
Expert.
But he knows what he's doing. He knows how to ride the expiry date and the discounted milk.
Let's just say your disabled toilet, Jane's had a talk to.
Have you already had a chuck?
No, the other end. I do not feel well at all.
Thank God I'm not there. That poor, lovely lady has
keep
to
the door open.
The toilet.
I'll tell security to stand there with the door open. All right, we get the idea. Hey, when we come back, we're going to relay straight into politics because Queensland and New South Wales are at each other's throats.
Yeah.
This is big time.
It is a huge Monday.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Massive Monday, Kennedy Malloy coming up. Glenn Robbins is going to join us. Kitty Flanagan as well on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight, Channel 10.
$56 bucks.
Isn't that a ripoff?
$56.
No, because
bucks.
Fish is expensive. Isn't
1-3-3-5-3.
Flathead's expensive. Whiting's expensive.
Shouldn't be.
Flathead? What about flathead?
What do you just run the fisheries department
some squid.
Of Australia,
what about some squid? What about some squid? You have a squid? Well, I got some calamari rings in
calamari's
there.
Calamari's beautiful,
but
it's
you would have
expensive.
Got some dim sims. You probably would have got a crab stick.
Dim sim. So that's just what? Cabbage and a bit of meat wrapped in a little thing.
Oh,
well,
that's, you, now
that's
you're
insulting
a
to our Asian community.
Okay, but I'm just trying to put the cost in.
That's racist.
I get
that's
fish and chips every
racist,
Friday
Dave.
Night, and
you're
that's
better than
not
that.
Unusual.
1-3-3-5-3, give us a call and let us know where you sit on this side of the debate, because the phones have lit up. Carl's on the line. Carl? Where do you stand? $56 for the family pack fish and chips. In Dave's case, that's for family of four. So that's that's we've worked out 14 bucks, under 14 bucks a head. And he's balked. What say you?
Way too much. Way too much.
You
said $10 Penfold's Grange, is that?
Exactly.
Well,
you've got to eat before you get.
Fish is expensive. I mean,
yeah,
a piece of flake is about $9, isn't it? Yes.
You probably don't even get extra potato cakes with that either. Like
especially with the ban on fishing at the moment. Like,
that's
you've been
right.
unable to fish, so they're probably all...
A bit of barrels, about $11.
Well, what's a fair price, Carl? What's a fair price?
I reckon $35 at the most. At the most.
And that's why I would have paid that. I would have
what do you want?
For four pieces of fish.
And what do you expect to get in there, mate?
Four pieces of fish, minimum chips, a few potato cakes, a couple of dimmies.
Exactly.
Be happy with that.
That's me. That's all I wanted.
But do you have a fish and chip shop?
Yep, we do.
And that's how much it costs.
Well, hang on, not one that you regularly visit. Do you own one?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't own one.
Okay, Carl.
Thank you.
No,
but I go to one like every Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Friday night's fish and chip night?
For sure. Always, definitely.
Yeah. I'm just saying, for someone...
I'm looking at all the shops now, and that's not bad.
Right.
Thanks, Carl. Gordo's on the line. Gordo, where are you calling from?
Newcastle, Meg.
Well, they'd be fine fish and chips that way because you've got beautiful coastline, access to beautiful seafood. Yep. What say you is $56 over the top?
That's way over the top, mate.
$25,
$30 top.
Thank you. Mate, what are you expecting your family pack, mate? What do you expect?
Well, mate, they're bloody chips. They're only potatoes.
Thank you.
We're talking about four pieces of fish and four potato cakes and chips. That's what I reckon should come in a family pack.
Potato cakes, dim sims, and fish and chips.
He's telling me to come on. Hey, how much a piece of fried flake?
Oh, I don't know. It's overpriced, I know.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's about $10. No, that's don't ridiculous. Go back in history.
What do you get for 25 bucks, mate? You can't get three items from a vending machine for 25 friggin' bucks.
I don't know what you're
you want to feed the whole. You want to feed the whole family for 25 bucks. Is that what you're saying?
What do you get? Yep.
Fish and chips.
Hey, Gordo, you're off your gourd.
No, I like it.
You're off your
Gordo's
gourd.
Gone down. He's Newcastle. Fishing. He's fishing off the rocks himself. No. Hey. He's gone getting the batter, and he's going to do it himself.
No, hey, I'd like to see your kids. They'll be like little Campuchians. They'll be so hungry. They've got those little pot bellies that, you know what I'm saying, Gordo. Feed your kids.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Go and get your kids something Let's to go. Eat. Give Let's them something go. To gnaw on, Gordo. Michelle's on the line. Michelle, now you seem like a reasonable person to me. Yep. 56 bucks is in the mark in the ballpark?
No.
Thank
25,
you.
25, Mick.
Oh,
25 at your fish and chip shop for four
our
pieces of fish.
No, well, three pieces of fish, four potato cakes, four dim sims and chips.
Perfect. I'd pay 25 bucks. That's a great price.
25 bucks?
Yeah, mate, and it's the best fish and chips.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Is it flake?
Yep. Really good sliced pieces, Jane. I'm not joking. I've
got
a 19-year-old man child. $25.
You won't get four fish fingers for that.
Yeah.
We get a family pack. It feeds all of us.
Done.
A family pack for what? 25 bucks?
Yes, Nick.
Michelle.
Come on. No, she's fair income.
Don't shit me.
Okay. Don't get angry at the host.
That's how I feel, Michelle. You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, Michelle, go home and enjoy your family pack. I hope you don't speak like that at the table.
Let's go, Graham.
Graham, talk some sense into
Graham,
this lot, will you?
Do you own a fish and chip shop, mate?
Yeah, my wife owns a fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now, that's a reasonable price, right, for a family pack?
Hey, too much. Not too much. Too cheap.
What, it's too cheap.
Well, it depends what you're getting, though. Like, flathead can be $40 a kilo. Like, Dave's always been naturally tight.
True.
Yeah, but flathead's expensive, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, but flathead's
beautiful.
A good fish.
Yeah, flathead fillets are expensive.
I'll tell you, if you're getting...
What about rockling? What about rockling?
No, we don't do rockling up
no
here.
No one does.
What about orange ruffy? What if I want some orange ruffy?
No, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
No, mate. Like, if you're paying $25,
don't tell me what to do.
No, it's not allowed.
If I want some orange ruffy, I'll have some orange ruffy. When did orange ruffy go off the list?
Oh, it's not PC, is it?
I'll get my spear gun out and I'll go down.
You'll get a spear gun.
I'll get my spear gun out. I'll put my flippers on and I'll go get myself some orange ruffy.
I know my fish. How much for a piece of flake, fried flake, Graham?
Got a garfish. I want some garfish.
Hold on, I want to hear about the flake.
$11.
I've said it's between 10 and 11 bucks, so you're all going mad.
Has anyone addressed the issue that we shouldn't be eating flake, by the way? Are we across all that? Flakes, like, not your go. You reckon I'm out of order with the orange ruffy? You're advocating we all go and kill a shark.
I'm not saying that.
I know what you're like. You'll be down in Chinatown having a shark fin soup.
Oh, yeah, that's me all over. That's what I love.
You're all.
No, I'm a whiting person.
56
I like a bit
bucks
of whiting.
For four soup family
What about
soups?
Barra? That's all good.
Well, Barra, as long as it's, line caught, I don't have an issue.
I want everything to be not reputable. That's what
Teresa,
I want.
Teresa, I think we've got time for Teresa.
Yeah.
What do you got there?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, Teresa, yep. What do you think?
I think it's a rip-off.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what do you buy?
Because I was just told not to swear on air.
Good. Don't.
So don't.
I'm not happy, hey. I'm not happy. Tell us why.
What happened?
What do you buy?
Okay, I buy food for my mum to go to the nursing home every day. She doesn't like their food in the nursing home, so I take her food in.
Right.
Yep.
And every second day or so, I'll give her something nice, which, I don't mind spending it, but...
Is it fish and chips, Teresa? What are we talking
about? No. Yeah, you can get fish and chips in, and I'll put... The last time I bought fish and chips from them, it was $25.
What, for one person?
For one person.
Wow, so 56 is a bargain.
And this time I just bought her some prawn salad, prawn and avocado salad, right? And it cost me $14.
Right, so the $56 family pack is looking good. Well
done,
everybody.
It's looking good at this stage. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Glad we got to the bottom of that. Dave,
yes.
I think the consensus is you are a tight ass.
Yeah.
Is that...
And let your kids have fish and chips with their mum and dad on a Friday night.
$56 for your family for dinner is not too much, mate. Okay?
Okay. Special night. Fish and chip night.
Quite.
Yeah.
He's still not feeling right, though.
Not.
He's green.
Sure.
Hey, look, we might continue to talk about it because Mikalia Cash has just sprung out of her seat when she heard that, you know, the motivation, have a curry for the country is going around. And
we'll get to the bottom of that shortly. We're also going to talk
about some other female leaders that are going out of hammer and tongs.
Well, it's all it's a
Queensland Premier and New South Wales Premiers. Those ladies are not happy with each other.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The great Glenn Robbins going to join us in the next 10, 15 minutes here on Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Can't wait.
Great. It's a bit of an overstatement. He's serviceable.
He's a national treasure.
He is. In fact, didn't he come number two in the most loved TV personalities? It was Norman Gunston number one.
Yep.
And then Russell Coit number two.
Done.
Was announced by news.com.au on the weekend.
Loved.
That's very big.
I would have thought that was over.
Russell Coit, he's not without his charm.
What about, did Gary Poole get a mention?
Yes, actually, something did come up about Gary Poole.
I saw that on the weekend.
Oh, I know. Too. Someone had a Gary Poole. They had a Kath and Kim party. And
Whitney went to a Kath and Kim party. Someone went as Gary Poole, a better looking version than you.
Less
hair.
A bit more trim and taut and not as hairy.
Absolutely.
You're going to pay for that. Trust me, that's going to come back at you.
Really? Is it?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah.
I'm not even scared. Since I've been knocked on the head, nothing scares me anymore. Oh,
is that right?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who has been knocked on the head, Mikalia Cash.
She scares me, actually. Makes that tinny sound,
ding, ding, because her hair's so...
I saw this. James sent this to us on the weekend, and we know that in WA too, they're a little bit ahead of us with opening up everything. Yeah. The restaurants are opening
up. WA leading the charge.
They are leading the charge. They've had very strict lockdown rules over the past couple of months, and cafes and pubs are slowly opening. Now, a reporter asked Mikalia about the idea of Aussies supporting restaurants by having a curry for the country.
Yeah.
And remember, Scotty, our PM, said, you know, he loves a curry and is to do your right thing, have a curry for the country. We'll have a listen to her reaction when he said this.
Bad call from the government is to go and have a curry for the
country. Hey, I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one. A curry for the country. I love it. I love Indian food. It's my favourite food. I promise you I will do that.
Wow.
Well,
she really is.
Or you could go smoke a crack pipe for the country.
She's so enthusiastic. That's what I love about Mikalia. She really is enthusiastic and she's going to get she honestly makes me happy.
Enthusiastic? That
well,
is over.
Enthusiastic,
seems positive, doesn't she?
Can we hear that again? Because
bad call from the government is to go and have a curry for the
country. Hey, I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one. A curry for the country. I love it. I love Indian food. It's my favourite food. I promise you I will do that.
I said that all out loud. All of the ones sound
But it's adorable, isn't it?
To see that in question time.
We have got, I think James is saying yes.
Yeah, she's on the phone now.
Right, who? Mikalia?
I believe Mikalia.
It's Mikalia Cash on the line now. Hello, Mikalia.
Oh, hello, Mick. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Have you had a curry? Oh, God, I laugh. I laugh when I hear myself back like that.
Have you had a curry for the country?
Oh, curry for the country? I've had a Weet-Bix for the weekend, mate. I'll tell you what. I'm having a burger for Byron, a schooner for the schools, and Subway for the suburbs. I'm going all that. But isn't it great? And you know what I love? You know my favourite food?
What do you love?
Oh, my favourite food's Indian, Mick. Oh!
What do you have in Indian?
Started on a curry puff. Oh, if I have a vindaloo, look out. Oh, just clear the toilets for a while, everyone.
You can have a vindaloo for Victoria. There you go.
A vindaloo for Victoria. Oh, you're so funny. Listen, it's very important for the country to get back on its feet. That's all I want to say.
What about a yogurt? Who would you have a yogurt for?
Oh, mate, you're pushing it now. A yogurt for Yarrambat. There you go. I believe that's somewhere in Victoria, isn't it?
What about a dimmy?
There you go.
A dimmy? Where would you have a dimmy for?
Oh, that's easy. A dimmy for Darwin. Oh, they love it there.
Oh, you're too good. It's too good. And a lazy Susan for...
Okay, oh, it's a trick question. Susan, well, they like their character. They like their Chinese restaurants there, and that's what they like. That's just, they have plenty of Chinese restaurants, some sweet and sour pork.
Go and have a lie down. Please go and have a lie down.
Did I tell you I love Indian? Oh.
Hey, I think your hair might be on too tight. Loosen it. Loosen it. It's getting your head done. Oh, there's a head. Done. She's a nut. She's a complete nut and nut, Michaela Cash.
Glenn Robbins
have
coming
a curry
up.
For your country, people.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With you working from home, got your smart speaker tuned in. Grab the podcast after the show today at kennedymalloy.com.au.
Well said, young Thank David. You. Now, I love our eastern seaboard. We have two of the greatest states in the world side by side, New South Wales and Queensland, world famous, big personalities, big states. Mm-hmm. Well, they're at war, they're at each other's throats, and it's two ladies at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, they're at the top of their game, these women.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gladys Berejiklian and Anastasia Palaszczuk. And try pronouncing, well, either of those in Scrabble will win you. will win
Extra
you the game.
Extra bonus points. Yep. We'll say with Gladys and Anna, that's what we'll stick with. And,
Now listen,
Anna's sticking her heels in, isn't she?
They're at each other's throats. Queensland have shut the border.
Yeah.
And New South Wales are demanding they reopen it. Saying, bugger this, we're through the worst of it. Open the borders. Let's have a game. Easy traffic in and out. Let's get a game going. And she won't. I think we've got a quote there, have we, from Anastasia Palaszczuk?
Yeah, from Sunrise.
I know that Gladys looks forward to her far north Queensland holiday every year. Ooh. But look, in all honesty, I've got to take the advice of the Chief Health Officer. So we'll be reviewing those border restrictions at the end of each month. And fingers crossed, towards the end of the year, we will be seeing Southerners return to our glorious Sunshine State. Wow. But that could be earlier. It just depends on the medical advice.
Towards the end of the year?
Well, do you know what that's going to affect?
God,
schoolies! The border must be opened for schoolies.
It absolutely must be.
There can't be a free flow of schoolies to Queensland. What is coming to the planet we live on? It's not worth living. Here's a tip, by the way.
I don't think it's too much to ask. What?
If you're going to close the border, how about Queensland? You keep all your friggin' cane toads on your border.
Oh, yeah, okay, good point.
Hey, if we want to close, let's fully close the friggin' thing. Do you know what this is? This is the new Gaza. This is our Gaza Strip. This is our
Queensland, New South Wales border.
Well,
Queensland border is the Australian Gaza Strip.
Yeah, you're right.
Build the wall. Build the wall. Build.
You think that's what Anna's planning with her? I love the way she goes a little quip to Gladys. Said, "Oh, we know you love coming up here to your North Queensland holiday. Oi, hang on, Gladys.
She loves a good nana.
What do you mean?
A good banana.
We
know they come from Queensland.
Yes,
you know, it'll be very hard to get a good.
Although the big banana's in coughs.
That's
so
true. And that's New South
Wales.
It's a big
contentious issue, isn't it?
They should set fire to it. hold it to ransom.
They should ram it. No, they should all get in it and go like Joan of Arc.
The Trojan banana.
Correct.
The Trojan banana.
That's my advice.
We come with a peace offering, and then you take it across the border and you open it up. And
that sounds good.
Berejiklian gets out.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot more ads, haven't you? I'm getting bombarded on my website, on Instagram and everything, with holidays and people wanting to, because all the tourist operators, they want to get back on their feet and they want to start, having people come and stay.
People
it's
need.
Ridiculous.
What if you want to go and, go to the Goldie?
Oh yeah,
you gotta be honest. You can't cut us off from the Goldie.
No, don't do that. It's cruel.
What about the Twin Cities? They're the ones I feel sorry for. Imagine the animosity.
Oh,
Tweed Heads and Coolangatta, who have always been like sister cities.
Yeah.
They have.
Now it's going to be like East and West Berlin.
it's
going to be like East and West Berlin. They'll be like a Checkpoint Charlie.
Maybe she just won't let... That's true. Maybe she
There'll
just
There'll be a Checkpoint Charlie, but everyone will be in board shorts and thongs. Approach the gate. Approach the gate, please. Present your papers.
That's funny. All the guards will be in board shorts.
Meter maids.
And sun visors.
Meter maids. Meter maids on the border. What about State of Origin? I mean, when does that happen? That's
That's true. What are they going to do there?
I don't think you've thought this through. We need a Boutros Ghali style figure. Who do you think, who could do it?
A mediator?
Who could mediate between...
there's only one. It's got to be Pauline Hanson, hasn't it? She'll sort
it out. Pauline Hanson.
Yes, she might sort it out. She's a Queenslander.
What about Rabs? Rabs Warren.
Oh, yeah, good.
Rabs could do it.
Yes, he could. Ray Hadley. He might be available.
I don't know if Queenslander would take that. Fatty Vaughton. Maybe we get Fatty Vaughton.
Yeah. What about King Wally?
We get Fatty and Sterlo. They'll be able to do it.
Carl Stefanovic, he's a Queenslander.
Tell us who you think.
Someone, a mediator from both sides could do
someone
it.
Who, someone
New
who
South
has,
Wales and a
someone
Queensland
who has the confidence
mediator.
And who could sit down both parties and nut out. If you know who it is, give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3, and we'll put it to air later. But coming up next, our good friend, yours more so than mine, I don't mind, Glenn Robbins.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Song Whisperer is coming up soon. Kitty Flanagan is going to join us in the second hour. She's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight on Channel 10. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Just before we get to Glenn Robbins, there is a caller through. Nathan, what did you want to add? What do you want to say, mate?
I think Rusty Coit's probably the best person to help with this situation.
Russell Coit could mediate between Queensland and New South Wales about opening their border.
That's true.
And we'll probably get a bit of butt cheek at those mediations too, I reckon, if I know Russell Coit.
Well, I think Gladys and Anna might like to mediate with Mr. Coit.
Tell you what, that would be an awesome three-way. All right, Nathan, thanks for your call. Why don't we ask the owner-operator of said Russell Coit? He's on the line now. It's Glenn Robbins.
Oh,
yes.
Glenn. G'day, Mickey, Jane.
How are you, buddy? Good. Always a pleasure.
Before we start it, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
Something
happened the other day that was quite alarming, and I think it's my responsibility. I mean, I know I've been away on tour with Mick about to help him clean his clothes, I've had to iron his shirts, and the other day you turned up to golf. Seriously, Jane, seriously, it's not funny. This is one of the most exclusive clubs in the nation, and he let himself down. He embarrassed me
and your friends.
And my friends. It wasn't like it was like a pair of pajamas. It was a pair of pajamas. He was wearing pajama bottoms, and I reckon it had a little blankie. It had a little blankie there. Had a little teddy bear in his golf bag. Aww. It was just.
Look. He's actually repentant. He's got them on again.
He's wearing them again.
He's wearing them now.
Are they blue with white stripes in them?
Yes. And they're very flimsy material, by the way, which doesn't
work. Right. I shuddered to think if he turned the wrong way and the old fly was to go up. Yeah, it's just, you can lose an eye.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, what happens on the course stays on the course, and I told I didn't have any golf pants, so I had to then go and buy a pair from the John Daly section.
He said it was embarrassing buying pants, Glenn, because nothing fitted.
And we got away with it. We had a great day, even despite you playing what I describe as old man golf, which is safe up the middle.
Hey,
you know, when you get older, your swing just atrophies a bit, and you just keep it. Keep it running.
Things have been happening, and I had an occasion the other day. I thought, that's it. I'm ready for the nursing home. Slater and I were going out shopping. We were going to Bunnings, completely legal, allowed to do that. So we're going to Bunnings.
You love that. You love going to Bunnings too.
You love going to Bunnings.
It's a sign as well.
Well, that's right. It's an outing, isn't it? It's an outing. Anyway, so we're walking across the car park. Senna says to me, you've got a leaf in your hair. And I've got a leaf in my hair. So she reaches over to take the leaf off the top of my head. It's not a leaf.
What is
it? It's a piece of cheese. Now, I have no recollection. I don't remember eating cheese. I'm not a cheese lover. Somehow, sometime during the day, I have come in contact with some grated cheese. It's ended up on the top of my head, and it's been there for some time.
You've had a nap.
I've looked in the mirror. I'm going, looking okay today.
Oh, that is so funny.
And seriously, it's just that's alarming.
She's going to pull it off, and it's stuck, hasn't it? She's pulled your whole head sideways.
I ate it. I did eat it.
But how does Selena's a very attractive, gorgeous woman. How does she feel about, you know?
Embarrassed, totally embarrassed. Yeah, embarrassed all the time. So, but I felt it right because as we're walking in, another bloke came out and fell over. He just fell over, flat on his face. I went, there you go. I go,
that
mate.
Picks up your spirits.
Yeah, I feel all right.
I must say,
right,
every time I have a shower, I think of you, and not in a sexy way, I have to say.
Right,
because if you fall over in your bathroom, I think, oh, don't fall over like Glenn in the shower. Or
did I fall over in my shower? Yeah, so I forgot.
In your bathroom.
That.
Do you know what, Glenn?
Over in the bathroom.
Glenn, you're ready for one of those little bars in the bathroom and a little stool. You know the little stool?
Oh, can I tell you something? My mother, in her old house, she had some of those put in, like those handlebar things.
Handles, yep.
I can tell you right now, if you haven't had much fibre, those bloody handles come in pretty handy.
For a bit of waffle stomping?
To lift your legs. That's right. You can do a whole thing. You can do a Cirque du Soleil act. You can do a handstand on the handles and do a little show.
I love it.
Have you been isolating with anyone? Like, anyone else been sort of with you at this time?
Well, my partner, my de facto stepdaughter. Had a baby, so we're grandparents. And,
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So we're doing all the baby things. That. Go on.
Jane, did you just say, you're just telling me, what was Russell Coit voted? The second most what?
Well, the second most popular television character of all time, only behind
Norman Gunston.
Norman Gunston.
Wow.
Took a lot of phone calls, I'm telling you, to get it up there.
Gary Poole came in at third.
No, he did not.
Why is that so hard to believe, Glenn?
Come on, seriously.
I think Gary Poole didn't even register.
I'll take you on.
What did we do together? I adjusted your outfit.
There was the kimono scene, which is the one that's caused all the problem. When I came on and I used one of your kimonos because I stayed the night and we were both wearing them. But I remember we spent about half an hour trying to find out what was the funniest gap to have before
the degree, the degree of gap.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just want to say you're on. Have you been paying attention tonight? Yep. I'd love to chat with you for hours, but we can't because you'll nod off in the middle of it. Have you been paying attention tonight? And you're always very good at this. But can I just say, be on the lookout for Tom Gleisner, who last week was in the meanest mood I've ever seen. He was back to his cranky self. Now, a lot of the guys were going him, and he was just – it's a bad thing to do because Tommy can give back. He can come back across the net with a bit of mayo.
You don't take on Tommy Gleisner. He will knock you out with an uppercut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's rolled gold.
Have a listen to the treatment Mel got. She didn't even ask for it. She didn't even start it. And this is just one taste of a few she copped on last week's program.
From Auckland, part of our Trans-Tasman bubble, welcome back Melanie Bracewell. To Adelaide, and a tough week for Brutus the hippopotamus. How did Brutus die? Mel.
He was very hungry.
Seriously, this is why the borders need to be sealed.
Good on you, Tommy.
That's funny.
One example.
Hungry hippo.
I'm mad.
All right. So, no, good form. Have you been studying? Have you been? Where will you be doing it from? Because you do it from home, don't you?
No, it's all changed again. We're doing it from the studio. We're just in different
sections.
I'm in Bert's old dressing room, and I tell you what, a lot of champagne bottles under the desk.
Be very careful,
Glenn. I look forward to playing golf with you. Hopefully later in the week.
Just wear some pants. I think we're playing on Wednesday. Just between you and me, just quietly.
Pantaloons. Pantaloons.
Go and buy some golf pantaloons, please.
They're like +28.
Thanks, Glenn.
Good on you,
thanks,
Glenn.
Guys.
Good luck.
Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, 8:30 tonight, Channel 10, and the Wind Network around Australia. That's Glenn Robbins. The Song Whisperer's up next, and then Kitty Flanagan.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Coming up in the second hour, Kitty Flanagan is going to join us. We've got I Call BS as well. Oh, huge second hour. Kennedy Molloy. Hey.
Kitty's on. Have you been paying attention tonight as well? Have I done something wrong?
Yeah,
am I still in the mix?
Haven't they contacted you?
No.
I haven't seen you on the
TV. Are you on the blacklist or something? Yeah, you must have done something. Did you harass someone or do something like that?
Always.
Is there some issue that we don't?
Oh, there's legal issues about my last appearance.
Maybe it's because they didn't trust that you'd be able to operate.
Oh, there it is.
I think we might have found out why.
Okay, all right. Well done. Okay.
Makes sense.
Big second hour. It's going to be great. We'll have a little tribute to Fred Willard too, who you might not recognise the name, but you would recognise his work. We'll play you a bit of it. Another great comedy, like God is gone.
Absolutely.
They're dropping like flies at the moment.
Yeah.
Is this coronavirus, by the way, or did he just...
I don't believe so. Okay. I think he's just an old 86-year-old man.
Just carked it.
Had a good innings. I'd take 86, wouldn't you, Dave?
Oh, I would, yeah. I'd take Little Richards. Was he a little bit older, wasn't he?
Oh, don't mention
Don't start. Him. Don't mention the wall. Died too long. Should have died a lot earlier, according to Jane.
I don't want to go into issues. That again.
Hey, time to introduce the Song Whisperer.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
All right, Jay, give it to us. Clean and simple. Synopsis, please.
This guy has had a rough day. He's physically ill over it, and he's convinced it would have been better to just stay in bed. He's exhausted and is suffering claustrophobic visions and a desire to improve his room's hygiene.
A desire? Okay, hang on. If you like pina colada.
Escape. No.
You just like me because I'm good in bed. Oh. You just like me because I'm good in bed.
No.
Shelley Strawn. Who? Not Sky. Hotel room?
This guy's had a rough day.
He's had a rough day. He's physically ill over the day that he's had.
Oh, that sounds like Dangerous Dave. He's physically ill.
No, I do feel
you're doing all right. Milk.
Is it Daniel Powter? Because you had a
bad day. Oh, my God. That song actually makes me feel sick.
Dave, stop bringing in your own records.
That is the worst song ever.
It's not.
Do you know what? That is my karaoke song. All right. Do you know what it is? You got me stumped. You got Dave stumped. Yep. You got Jane stumped. 133353. If you think you can get it, bang, it's all yours.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up very shortly, one of the stars of tonight's Have You Been Paying Attention? Kitty Flanagan is in for a chat.
Oh, one of my favourite people in the world. I've got a Prince Andrew update for you, some bullshit BS news.
Right, it's part of I Call Bullshit?
Yes, MasterChef latest, there's all this whole stuff going on there. Don't worry about that. And you've got some sports stories there that's going on.
Well, I have. Ricky Ponting's releasing a range of signature wines. I'm asking, is this a good thing? Is that what we want from our sports stars? I say
they're
yes,
very
but...
they travelled.
Who?
Those sports stars, they're very, the cricketers
he
are
He is from Tasmania. They do make good wines.
Like
he
wine.
May well know what he's doing, but we'll get to the bottom of that. We might get him on at some stage.
I was about to say,
discuss.
Let's talk to him about it.
Why not, amongst
good
other
idea.
Things? We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we're obliged contractually to start at the top with the Song Whisperer. Now, Whisperer, you're set the cat amongst the pigeons. I've got no idea what you're talking about. The phone lines have
sounds
lit
really
up.
Sounds really hard to me today.
Yeah,
sounds
well,
really
before
hard.
We go to... Yeah, but, you know, you've been hit on the head. Right?
That's my excuse for everything. I'm so happy I've got it now.
Let's get the synopsis again, please, Song Whisperer.
This guy has had a rough day. He's physically ill over it, and he's convinced it would have been better to just stay in bed. He's exhausted and is suffering claustrophobic visions and a desire to improve his room's hygiene.
Okay.
Now, the room's hygiene really
sounds like a documentary to me.
It does. But I did like your suggestion of had a bad day, that song.
Oh, yeah. Because you had a
bad day. Okay,
that'll be stuck in your head.
That's
now.
A yellow flag. That's a yellow card.
What was his other songs?
Next
his
one.
Only song?
I think Daniel Powter only had the one hit. Yeah, from memory. Bad day.
No kidding.
Mid-2000s.
Best Powter is one of the great.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see what our callers think.
All right, fine.
Let's go to Ollie. Hello, Ollie. What do you think it is?
Hi, I think it's the Lazy Song by Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Oh, your arch nemesis.
Seriously. Well, don't. Bruno Mars is a little Michael Jackson wannabe.
But he was a little Michael Jackson wannabe. He used to perform like Michael
Jackson.
Yes, he should put it away and give it up. You know, they, when I went to one of the Super Bowls I went to.
Humble brag.
Okay, Noda,
He was performing as the at the halftime, you know.
I would have loved that.
So good.
Oh, unreal.
God, how disappointing.
I love Bruno Mars.
Could have been the Rolling Stones or Bruce Springsteen. I get friggin' Bruno Mars coming out.
That seems unapt,
doesn't it? 10-minute drum solo.
Bruno Mars is unreal.
Me. Oh, you've got to be kidding. You can't open the Logies and perform at the halftime concert at Super Bowl in the same calendar year.
No,
you can't.
Strict.
It's either or.
You have very strong views on that, don't
Stay
you?
Stay in your lane. Bruno Mars, Song Whisperer?
Not Bruno Mars.
Sorry, Ollie.
No.
Thank you.
We've dodged a bullet there.
Bad luck, Ollie. Let's go to Marcus and see if Marcus has any luck. What do you think it is, Marcus? Hello, Marcus.
Day.
Well, you dropped that now.
Rob Thomas out front.
Which
Rob
one?
Rob Thomas. Long day.
It's a long day.
Matchbox 20.
So hang on, Dave. He said Rob Thomas.
Dave's
Does that mean
nitpicking.
He's out?
Well, he's a front.
Well, technically, he's out. If the song's right, it's okay. Is it Long Day?
Before we go to the song, let's sort this. He said Rob Thomas.
He did.
And that's Matchbox 20. If it is the right song, Dave, Song Whisperer, what happens?
Well, how many songs have the rest of Matchbox 20 released? That's all I want to know. Rob Thomas is Matchbox 20.
We ask the questions here.
Okay. Had he been correct, which he's not, he would have been okay. But he's not right.
Okay. But Rob Thomas, so you came into our studio, Jane, and you were, it was one of your flirtier days.
Jane was in love.
You're on the flirt list.
Well, he's a really attractive man.
He was rude to me, wasn't he?
That makes sense. He was outright rude to me.
But
you're not very warm when he walks in. You didn't sort of give off the vibe.
I'm such
a fan. I really want to meet you. You're a bit, Matchbox 20.
He should never have talked to me like that. I just felt it was a bit short.
He's really smart, actually, and I think you're intimidated by his
And we're doing a promotion
IQ
with him coming up,
Coming up.
We are.
Chatting with him
later
this
week. Has that been announced yet?
No.
Has that been announced?
No, nothing's been announced.
It's a big secret. We've just blown it.
No, but we are going to talk to Rob later this week, and there will be an announcement.
That's okay. We're going to talk to him.
Yeah.
Are we speaking to Rob?
Yes.
We want to fight you.
Everyone shut up. Okay? So hard when you're putting all the strings together. Sitting here. Who's next, Troy?
Marcus, that's not right. Let's go to Troy. Hello, Troy. What do you think it is?
G'day, guys. How are we all?
Yeah, well, I was
pretty
good till the segment started. It's got me rattled.
How are you doing, Troy?
Pretty well. Pretty well.
That's good. Cool. You sound very positive.
Where are you calling from?
Hillsville.
Hillsville. Great sanctuary at Hillsville. Is it opened? What's happening?
Are all the animals still
alive?
Don't know about that at the moment, though. It's a town of the brass monkeys, let me tell you.
The animals are all right. They just can't have visitors at the moment in all the zoos everywhere, and they're just bored. That's all.
Troy, do you work?
Have you been able to go back to work? What are you up to?
Yes, I work at a hospital, so come under the category of essential worker.
Mate, well done. Are you frontline troops on this one?
No, back of house.
Back of house.
That's just frontline for my book. Don't worry about that.
All right, Troy. I hope you win.
Yeah.
What's your guess?
I think it might be Flagpole Sitter by Harvey Danger.
Good call. It works. You know what I'm going to say?
We've had this recently.
Correct.
I mean, if this gets up again, the Song Whisperer's the laziest man in FM radio, and that's saying something. Song Whisperer?
You are correct, Mick.
Yes.
It is not Harvey Danger.
Sorry, Troy.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, give him something, would you?
Can we still give him something for being essential?
Case of Brick Lane.
Woohoo!
Yes. There you go. Drink them finally. That's the base lager for you, Troy. Yeah. Robert's on the phone. Robert, you're calling from North Sydney. How do you feel about the border being shut? How do you feel about the Queensland, New South Wales brouhaha?
Yeah.
We've got a little while yet to recover, so let's just keep sticking it out.
Bit nonchalant, don't really care much.
You're pretty relaxed about it.
You know, Queensland just sits off your northern border there, don't you?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Are you all right, Robert? What's going on today? You feel a bit flat?
No, I'm heading home from work, so it's been a long day. up at 4 o'clock and heading out. So.
Oh, are you tradie?
No, I'm an electronics technician.
He's from North Sydney. Okay. He's not a tradie. There's no tradies in North Sydney.
They are cashed up tradies. They got ripping cars and they see a lot of the yummy mummies in the area. Trust me.
Medium income, I think, is $500,000 or something, isn't it, in North Sydney, Robert? You'd be on good point.
Yeah, about that.
Humble brag.
I like Robert.
Well, I hope you win.
Yeah.
What's your guess?
Longview by Green Day.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good guess. That really is.
Buckley's. Absolute Buckley's.
Mm. Buckley's, Song Whisperer? You reckon?
Buckley's. No.
Oh. Sorry, Robert. Nice to chat, though.
Song Whisperer. Break it to him gently. Go on, Robert. Thanks for joining in.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, come on. Actually, we've had lots of calls. What's going on? Andrew, you've got to nail this. What do you think it is?
Well, I wish I'd stayed asleep today. I never thought this day would end. Never thought this day would be so close to me.
Yeah, but what about what's your guess?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Hang on. Let's listen.
Oh, my God. He's all over it.
You're a big Cure fan, yeah?
He owns the Song Whisperer. The Song Whisperer is his bunny. Yeah. He has got him. And he's making his bot.
He does
Andrew.
Have him.
Yeah!
You knew it straight away, didn't you?
I did know it straight away, no doubt
Andrew
about it.
Hey, how good is this? Andrew, what's he get, Dave?
Case of Brick Lane coming your way as well, courtesy of Kennedy Malloy. And yeah, you're right, here is the Cure. Close to me, up next, Kitty Flanagan.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, tonight, have you been paying attention?
We've always spoken to
Glenn Robbins, who is the elderly statesman of the team,
I think Tom Gleisner is probably the elderly statesman.
Well,
but maybe
between the two of them, it's like Steptoe and Son out there, isn't it? We need some much-needed youth and eye candy, and that position is taken. It's all about Kitty Flanagan. Hello, Kitty.
Hello,
welcome aboard.
That's right, guys. If I was a golden girl, I'd be Blanche for sure.
Oh, you would be Blanche. That's, in fact, who I think of. I'd be
Were you a fan of the Golden Girls? Was that one you watched?
Oh, yes. I loved
it. Me too.
That man, woman, whatever she was, I loved her.
She was, yeah.
Now, what was your go-to? Did you have a sitcom you liked or there was some kind of secret pleasure of yours?
Did you grow up with your sister
watching? Do you know what I loved? This is going to be really tragic.
Yeah, go for it.
Magnum P.I. and 21 Jump Street. Okay. My favourite.
Okay. You're allowed to have 21 Jump Street, but I will not give you Magnum P.I. and that moustache on Mr. Selleck.
That was my Saturday night, Jane. I would stay I would watch Eight Is Enough, followed by Magnum P.I.
Well, Eight Is Enough, yes.
Saturday night for Flanagan.
Oh, my. Hang on. Oh, I totally get that.
I was at a nightclub in Melbourne called the Ivy, and Tom Selleck turned up.
Wow,
it was like seagulls squabbling over a chip.
Is he tall?
Everyone tried to get a piece of the.
Is he a good-looking rooster?
He is a good-looking rooster, and it's the moustache. You go in the Hall of Fame moustaches. Yeah. That's a Hall of Fame cookie duster. That
remember
is.
Remember in Friends, he played Courtney's, love interest.
Yeah, that's right.
Older
I
never
man,
went
love
with
interest.
That. Yeah. Yes, that was very.
But remember when he shaved off his moustache? Just there was nothing
that was
there.
Like, looked like it was like, nude.
It was like Samson cutting his hair. It just all his strength was gone.
I couldn't look at him.
Kitty, how's before we get to that you were appearing on? Have you been paying attention tonight? How's the ISO world been going?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm crocheting
business as usual for you.
Yeah,
I'm loving it too.
I mean, you know, there's the potential that we could all die and never earn money again. But, you know, apart from that, I'm not minding it. I'm quite enjoying it.
We've spoken to a few comedians. Have you been doing Zoom shows and Skype shows doing all that stuff?
Somebody kill me when it comes to Zoom, honestly.
That's funny. I thought you might react like that.
Hello.
You know, when someone said, like, just ask yourself, the minute you start thinking, ask yourself, do I need this to be a Zoom meeting or could I just make it a phone call? Could I just call someone? Why do we have to see each other? What's the point of isolation and dressing like...
It adds a bit of spice. Like, if you can go out for dinner without having to go through the drama of getting dressed up, putting makeup on and driving, finding a car park, having to speak to people.
It's all well and good, Jane, but you're not factoring in that every time you're on a Zoom meeting, you spend the entire conversation going, oh, sorry, you go.
Oh,
no, sorry, you go.
That's how we do our radio show.
Hey, what's your Zoom background, Kitty? What do you got in the background? No, don't tell me bookshelf or I'll go berserk.
Yeah, he might
you'll
be
have,
what do you mean?
Something. Well, what's
behind
on in the background
you?
In your behind?
Like, what do we see
life?
If you do a Zoom? Well, yeah, in real life.
In Zoom, when you're Zooming.
Someone's behind you.
Yeah, but some people press that button and you can put like a,
no,
you know.
Yeah, a virtual
you don't do
one.
That.
Oh, no, I've got a brick wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we want. Just
yeah, it's kind
plain
of
plain and uninteresting.
It's like one of those
on
80s. It's like an 80s comedy club, you know, in New York.
Oh, yeah.
The bare brick
live.
Wall behind with improv written across it in cheeky letters.
But on an angle.
Yeah.
Hey, have you won another award since we saw you last? Did you won another non-fiction award yet?
Oh,
last time you won an award too. What's wrong with you? Are you overachieving all of a sudden?
To me, what's wrong with you? That's very clever of Kitten.
Now, is this is again your book, which we love. It's our favourite book.
It is my favourite book.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the title. 4488 Rules for Life. Give us one. Rule 38. What's
with an update.
Mm.
Oh, with an update? Well,
you
my
did,
update.
So... Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a rule.
All right. Grab the book.
Sounds like a
go
threat.
On.
Yeah.
go for it.
Give us a rule.
We're not doing it anymore anyway, but pregnant women are not magic lamps. Don't rub them.
Very, very well said. It's quite a bizarre thing, isn't it, that people believe that they have the right to do that to another human being's belly.
Yeah, it's very odd.
What's
and
the
even worse when you're not pregnant, trust me.
What's the harm? What's the harm in going up to a woman and rubbing her tummy? I mean,
what's wrong with that?
I mean, my dog disagrees with that, obviously. Thinks that's a stupid rule. He'll take a tummy rub any day.
Now, you're going for your first episode of the year this year. Do you remember how it works? Are you a bit rusty? Are you a bit clunky? How are you going to go about it?
Before,
what's your tactic?
Haven't you?
No, Mick, I was on a couple of weeks ago.
She was on the first one.
Okay, so how about this? So how do you get a second return and I as yet have not got
it's really
year?
Bothering him.
It's just freaking me out.
Yeah.
So
well,
you're back
you
for
know,
seconds.
I've given a reason, but you tell me what you think it is.
I can tell you what the reason is, Mick. Mm. Like,
what?
That's the lady spot in the centre.
Oh.
I'm happy to take it. I'm happy to.
There you go.
Lady spot.
So, grow
also,
hair.
Kitty, I was concerned.
Not balls,
I was,
and you can have that kind of thing.
I was concerned, Kitty, that the technology may have escaped Mick because you have to do it at home. But you're back in a studio, but you're not all sitting together tonight. Is that right?
No, we all get separated. So I was put in a little sort of cupboard of technology. There was all these buttons and everything. There was a lot of machines in there, and I had
Glenn's in Bert Newton's room.
Oh no, I was in like a tech room.
Right.
So I just want to say, if anything goes wrong at Channel 10 today, that could be me.
You might have pressed, what is this button?
I might have sat on something.
Well, someone's reading the news in the dark as we speak, so I hope you're happy.
Sat on the wrong button.
Yeah.
When you're in there, can you ask them, have I done something wrong? Is there any chance I could be on?
I think we know the answer to that, don't we?
Oh, right,
hey,
well, Kitty,
we'll be watching you tonight
by.
After MasterChef. You're loving MasterChef,
go,
the
man.
Series?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I thought you were.
I love those new judges, two guys and the new one.
Yeah.
I love
you've been
it.
Watching, you've
that's
been
how I feel.
All right.
Good on you.
8:30 tonight.
Thanks,
on Channel
guys.
10. Have you been paying attention? Kitty Flanagan.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can get in touch with the show. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
There's a lot of comedy greats who are leaving us last week.
It's not good.
No.
Ben Stiller lost his dad. Jerry Stiller was a great influence in the comedy world. And another great, Fred Willard, died. He was 86, and a lot of people will remember him for his roles, Best in Show, Everybody Loves Raymond. He was in that, Modern Family. But he was sort of one of those guys that just every time he delivered a line, I remember him from This Is Spinal Tap. where he just, I'll never forget his delivery. And
I always thought the mockumentary style was his forte. Yes. Like he was always drop dead funny. He was always putting everything, but his ability to navigate that quasi serious tone made him, head and shoulders above most.
Steve Martin played a fire chief opposite him as a mayor in Roxanne.
In Roxanne, one of my favourite films.
I love Roxanne, and he called Willard his comic hero. Isn't that amazing? That was Steve Martin, Jimmy Kimmel, Jamie Lee Curtis. Everyone's made a tribute to him.
So
as well.
It's this in Judd Apatow too, one of the great directors
younger
of the modern
generation. Yes,
this couldn't have been funnier. This is a comedian's comedian. He's considered royalty amongst the ranks and his big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
He was married to, I can't remember her name.
Oh.
Who's very funny as well. Can we have we've got a brief package. We'll play that and you might get to know Fred a little better.
A huge loss in the comedy world.
Actor Fred Willard has died. Throughout his 50-year comedic career, Willard was known for his quick wit and improv ability.
First rising to prominence in the 1977 satirical series Fernwood Tonight.
And me, I'm Jerry Hubbard.
Willard had roles in the hit movies Anchorman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
I think my son is just going through a phase. I have no idea where he would have gotten hold of German pornography. But you and I are mature adults. We've both seen our share of pornographic materials. Of course you haven't. How stupid of me. I'll stop by the school a little later, Sister Margaret.
Best known for his work with mockumentary master Christopher Guest, who cast him in movies like Best in Show.
Are all judges that thorough? I mean, she looks at the teeth. Ouch.
Gums.
Am I seeing right? Where's she putting her hands now?
She's just checking out the dog's testicular area to make sure.
Hate to go out on a date with Judge Edie Franklin, have her judge me. That'd be no fun.
For your consideration, this is Spinal Tap.
And a mighty win.
Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I starred on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so.
More recently, Willard played a popular role on the hit show Modern Family.
But I still need the fedora to pull off Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald.
Careful.
Well, obviously the gun won't be loaded.
No, it's a pothole.
Remember me when I have passed away. Remember that I lived and died, as you will too one day.
That's actually very pretty.
Who wrote it?
Who wrote it?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? It's an old poem, probably some old guy dead and gone.
He was a really kind, sweet guy, everyone said as well, which is what you want to hear.
But, Fred Willard. Fred Willard. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Queensland, New South Wales border and take your
call.
It's
on.
Who should mediate? 1-3-3-5
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We talked earlier about the border closure that's causing all kinds of trouble between our eastern seaboard neighbours. Queensland and New South Wales have gone at it head to head. The gloves
are off.
The
women are at it. The women have gone off.
It's a scrag fight.
Well,
it's a good old fashioned scrag fight between the two premiers.
That's what you want.
Yeah. I love it. It's Australia's Gaza Strip, I'm calling it.
That's because Queensland Premier has said we're going
Anastasia Palaszczuk, close the border,
just wait a bit
not
longer.
Opening.
Yeah. We're not opening.
Have we got a quote there, Dave?
Yeah, take a listen.
I know that Gladys looks forward to her far north Queensland holiday every year, but look, in all honesty, I've got to take the advice of the Chief Health Officer. So we'll be reviewing those border restrictions at the end of each month, and fingers crossed, towards the end of the year, we will be seeing southerners return to our glorious Sunshine State. Wow. But that could be earlier. It just depends on the medical advice.
Wow, that is a long wait.
It's tough. Hey. Schoolies, hello. You need to be open for schoolies.
You're very upset about schoolies.
If schoolies
which
cannot get into
when you
Queensland,
don't have children going to schoolies,
this country, this nation is dead. So.
Well, we've got to work out how they can have some sort of mediation. How can we work out so that the two states can come together as one and work out how we can make this happen?
Jeff's on the line. Jeff, 133353, by the way. Jeff, who do you think can mediate between the two great states of Queensland and New South Wales?
Well, like I think something's got to be done because it's going to descend into, you know, name calling and political point scoring. So they both need to appoint an independent representative. So okay. I think for New South Wales, Alan Jones.
he won't be busy. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and Queensland, Clive Palmer. He's got to be
Interesting.
You know,
yes.
And, you know, helicopter them in, you know, Clive in one of those, Clive in one of those Chinook helicopters.
Yeah. You know. Well, this is reminiscent of something, Jeff.
Where are they going to meet?
Oh, they'd have to meet in Northern Territory or something like that.
So you're saying like a Camp David. It's like a Camp David.
Camp David type stuff.
Neutral.
And I reckon the best moderator, Jackie Lambie.
Okay, you've gone too far, Jeff.
We need a prize, though.
Case of Brick Lane.
You were there. Okay, let's go down to, please, Damien. Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, Mickey. Hey, James.
Hello, Damien. How are you, mate?
How are you?
Good, mate.
Who do you think can do this, mate? Who do you think has got the skill, the wits, the talent to sit these two down and thrash it out?
Oh, look, I don't think, and none other than the whiz himself, Warwick Capper, in those times.
Warwick Capper.
Cheeky shorts there. I think he'd be brilliant. It'd be all about him, and he'd just have a ball doing it, I think.
The whiz sits girls and talks them through it. He's had experience in both states. He used to play for the Sydney Swans, then he played for the Brisbane Bears. He knows both sides of the puzzle.
Yeah.
I think he dated a meter maid at one stage.
I think he did, too.
I think so.
He dressed up as a meter maid, Mickey.
He did dress up as a meter maid.
He did.
Mate,
and he's a larger than life. He'll sort out those two birds quick smart.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Damien.
Case of Brick Lane.
Let's go to Craig and see what Craig's got up his sleeve.
Craig. Who are you thinking?
Dangerous Jane Mick, ladies first.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for that, Craig.
Don't notice Dangerous was first.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
Oh, okay.
Bits and over 56 bucks of fish and chips. Get a life, mate.
All right. Who's
Craig,
next?
Who do you think should mediate?
It's got to be Ida Buttrose.
Oh,
okay, that's very interesting.
Ida.
You've got two strong-willed women.
They could all go
because you
to
believe
the same
I believe
shop.
What Ida says.
Yes, what she tells
they
me.
Could
so.
All go to the, they could all go to the same fashion shop on Lord Howe Island, which is the neutral venue.
Mate,
it's a neutral venue in Lord Howe Island. I like it. Well done, Craig. All right, let's go back to Brian now. Brian, who do you think has the ability to do this?
G'day, Mickey, Janie and Dave. This is a no-brainer, seriously.
Yeah.
This man is a facilitator. He's a mediator.
Yes.
He's helped run the world with Kim Jong-un. Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
We fly out Dennis
Unusual
Rodman.
Unusual choice. Not quite up with Australian politics and the
But he didn't know much about North Korean politics either.
Exactly
and he was
right,
over
Mickey.
There on That's behalf true. Of the American government, nutting out a deal.
Yep.
In fact, he did get a meeting together. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
I like your style. Well done, Brian. Wayne, who do you think can do this? Sit down both parties.
Good old Eddie Maguire. He's a neutral.
Because he's a Victorian.
He's a Victorian.
Very interesting.
And he's well loved in both those states, at least in football circles.
As long as you bank for Collingwood.
That's right. Somehow he'll carve off a bit for himself, I reckon.
Do you know what? Yeah. And those two women
he'll have Tasmania in the mix. He'll have New Zealand up and running. Yep. We'll be doing
and they'll
time
fall for his
with
charms.
The Tongas.
Mm. He'll have Gladys and Anna eating out the palm of his hand.
He could broker the deal. He has the
he
skill.
Could.
Well done, Wayne. Chris, who can make peace between?
None other than Kevin 07, Kevin Rodney's handball squares.
Handball squares.
He's going to bring his handball talents to this negotiation.
Mate, set up the squares over the border, middle of the border.
Oh, that's clever.
That's genius.
Best of three, best of five.
I believe we've got time for one more. Have we nutted it? I'm not sure. Brendan,
we might have
who
nailed
do you
it
think
now.
Has the skill to mediate this tense rivalry?
Look, it'd be none other than Bob Catter.
The same
I think you're
voice.
Right.
The
he wants to keep the Crocs out.
He can sit there on the border with his guns ablazing like Yosemite Sam.
Well, we know that he just... Well, yeah. I'm already going up on my voice because that's what happens to him when he gets a bit excited.
Got a bit dope?
Yeah, what about this?
You know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Wow.
There you go. There's a tourist.
We have a winner. Bob Catter, get in there. Well done, sort Brennan. Let's get
we're going to give you some beers,
states.
Mate.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The end of the show already.
We're done,
we
kids.
Are done, God. Sister. We that are cooked. Very, what's very... on tomorrow? Who's on?
Oh, we've got Dave Reynolds, Bathurst Bam. Champion, who's big on the esports at the moment, and Lee Sales
fantastic.
As well. She'll be doing
Lisa, we've got it all covered. We've got the ABC crowd one end and the motor racing crowd down the other and us in between. Mm. What
brilliant.
Could be better?
Sounds
have you been
fun.
Paying attention tonight? Have a
it
listen.
Is after
when am I on?
Chef?
Jane, you know what's going on.
I don't know what's going
you've got
on.
The
I've
inside
told you.
Goss.
I don't have any inside information.
All right,
you
calm
must
down.
Have done. I heard some rumor that you're on soon.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Do you know? Oh, I don't know.
You'd hope so. Yeah, Kitty's been on twice or something.
Yeah. Well,
you know
Kitty's
my number. The
great
guy's
talent.
Got my number, right?
Well, they know where you are.
Hey, Dave, go buy your family dinner. $56. I'll pay for it, okay?
Well,
just
you know
go
what?
And get
there
them some fish and chips.
I'd do it for dinner, but I wouldn't do $56 for lunch with fish and chips. Give us a spell.
Why? But sometimes
oh
lunch...
God.
Are you differentiating between lunch and dinner?
I'd do it for dinner. $56
oh,
fish and chip lunch is ridiculous.
What is wrong with you?
We've got to sit him down.
Sensible. Looking after the family
intervention
first.
Taking place now, people.
All right, that's today's show. We'll see you tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
See ya.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.